God doesn't want you to eat pork. He doesn't want you to eat anything that doesn't have a cloven hoof and doesn't chew the cud. Because that's what it says in Leviticus. Let your heart be established with grace, not with meats. I'm established, rather, with the grace of God. Meaning, the establishment of what I am in Christ is because I believe God is being gracious towards me. He is showing me His favor. And I seek Him and gain things by that operation, His favor towards me. I will purify myself. I will not eat certain foods. On a certain day, I go to church. I wear special clothing. I mean, they don't do that anymore, but in some churches, they do. Women have to wear their sleeves down to here. They never cut their hair. Never cut your hair. The men, they look like Sergeant Orange, you know? I always keep my hair short, but I could grow it long if I wanted to. I have liberty. God is not looking after those things. I mean, everything tempered with wisdom, right? Let you be clothed in modest apparel. But when it says with meats, of course he has in mind, because there are people who think the various meats and drinks are what's really important. And notice this is the letter even to the Hebrews. And meats, in the writing of Paul, this is my own understanding of part of the doctrine of Paul. And it comes from the first book of Corinthians. When he was talking about meats and drinks and so on and so forth, he was talking about things sacrificed to idols. He made this interesting statement. Because he was talking about knowledge and how knowledge can be damaging and knowledge puffs up, right? And people, they learn things and they think they have something. Like I found a bit of knowledge, right? Somewhere in the scriptures. They think they found a little secret and they get puffed up in their mind. Well, thank you, God. You've really shown this to me. But what kind of a word is it? You know, is it really something that pleases God? He said this about concerning meat. You know, let's say you go back to the Old Testament, you read the health laws, and you think, I said health laws because that's what people call them. They're the meat laws, really, because I don't see anything in them that says anything about health any more than it has to do with skin care to wear garments not of mixed fabrics, because they were not allowed. You couldn't wear a garment made of cotton and wool. That would be unacceptable under the Jewish law. Well, what's that got to do? That's completely arbitrary. I mean, yeah, is there a meaning behind it? Sure, they were unmixed. They were pure. Exactly. But what's the application today? There is no application today for a Christian. There's no application. I don't see any Christians anywhere who are like, I better wear all cotton. Because God knew something about fabrics when he said that you wouldn't mix fabrics. He must have known something. Because that's what they do with the health, with the food laws. They say, oh, it's health. It's about health. Because, you know, it's unhealthy to eat these different meats. It's unhealthy to eat too much meat of any kind. Excess. There is a dietary law in the New Testament. It's, you know, control yourself. That's what it is. Be moderate in all things. But in the course of talking about things sacrificed to idols, Paul has made the statement, but meat commendeth us not to God. For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worst. And he was talking about things sacrificed to idols. And I talk about it in terms of knowledge. It can have to do with meat. You think you know something about meat, about foods. And you think, I'm pleasing God because I know this. Christianity is not this intellectual pursuit where you have to put the puzzle together and then you can please God. by the knowledge you have found and created. You know, God doesn't, you know, like, let's say I know something about prophecy. God doesn't look at me and say, whoa, you're smart. I like you. I'm going to choose you. We do not commend ourselves to God by our knowledge. We do not commend ourselves to Him by our meat. God is not impressed. He is not impressed with your knowledge. There's nothing I can do to impress God on that regard. The things I learn in Scripture, He has to give them to me. So there's no way He's going to be impressed. He's like, I gave that to you. It's like my child were to come up to me with a toy I gave it and say, look what I found, Dad. Oh, very good. You know, it's not impressed. You're wonderful, child. You found a toy. You're brilliant. You found it. Oh, you know. I mean, you might play along with a baby who gets excited because it's kind of, you get in the spirit with them. But God is not, we do not commend ourselves to Him by knowledge. And by strange doctrines, that's what I was going back to in this verse, we do not commend ourselves to God. You know, oh, I found out the truth about the Garden of Eden. Nothing is as it seems. What you read in Genesis 3, that's what it seems to be. That's not what it really is. Something else is going on. There's a bit of fornication, a little bit of whoremongering going on. Yeah! That is such a strange and diverse doctrine. And it does not commend you to God. I know who the Kenites are. I know who the Zepatites are. I know who begat who. God is not impressed. Even if you're right, He's still not impressed. That's my point. Is that even I know something about prophecy. I have some ideas. You know, I have these thoughts about the trumpet and so on. When I do Revelation, it may impress you, but God's not impressed. I'm not committed to God because I got stuff in Revelation to teach, because I think I know a little bit about prophecy. That knowledge does not commend me to God. What commends me to God is righteousness, holiness, godliness. When those works are happening in me, that is pleasing to Him. Obedience, He delights in. When we do what He says we ought to do, now we are commended to God. What you think you know about meats and what you think you know about this or that, the other, it is not